This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Where's the precious stuff to make electric car batteries going to come from? I'm David Brancaccio. First, energy prices swooned during pandemic, and although the health emergency continues, fossil fuel prices are now shooting upward. Crude oil, natural gas, as Marketplace's Nova Safa reports. For an explanation, we can start in Europe and the cold to come.
There could be an oil supply and demand mismatch over the next few months. The demand pressure is coming from Europe, where natural gas prices are spiking amid a shortage. Investors think that could incentivize some power providers there to switch to oil to generate energy. Those concerns are going global. U.S. natural gas prices yesterday hit their highest point since 2008. Meanwhile, the cartel of oil-producing nations, OPEC Plus, says it's perfectly happy with current plans to gradually increase output. It announced this week that it won't accelerate its schedule, meaning no additional supply. Oil prices are already up more than 50% this year. There are concerns that more increases could ripple through the economy and further fuel inflation, at least in the short term. I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. So bonds falling with inflation expectations. The 10-year yield is up at 1.55%. Stock index futures down resolutely. The NASDAQ future is down 1.4% now. The Dow future down 356 points, 1%. With the climate crisis here now, there's a risk the magnitude of the challenge makes people conclude this is some unmovable object. Others say now's the time to seek solutions before big parts of our planet become uninhabitable due to climate change caused by human activity. The team at Marketplace is focused on this. My colleague Molly Wood is the host of a new podcast launched today called How We Survive. This season one is about the race for lithium to store electricity. Molly joins us from Northern California. Hello there.
Hi, David.
Lithium, atomic number 3, light silvery metal. We need a lot.
We need a lot. Right now, lithium is essentially irreplaceable in most batteries. And the reason batteries are important to this big energy transition off of fossil fuels is that we need to electrify everything. What we're really talking about is electric cars, electric buses, huge walls of batteries that can be used to store and distribute wind and solar energy to get us off of coal and oil, and batteries that even go on houses and buildings for when the power goes out. So you can imagine that the supply and demand situation around lithium is huge.
And it's not like sand. It's not covering every beach, but the U.S. does have some lithium.
The U.S. does, absolutely. Currently, we contribute almost no lithium to the global supply chain. China and Australia and South America are the big leaders there. But there are projects in development and very large reserves in Nevada and in Southern California, these areas called the Salton Sea. And people are trying to figure out, the Biden administration is heavily committed to ensuring a domestic supply of lithium. Nevertheless, some of these mining proposals, particularly in Nevada, are pretty controversial and raise a lot of the same questions that we have in our society writ large about equity and who has to bear the burden for innovation.
Salton Sea, been there many times, an unusual place. Now, this season of this new podcast, what do people get when they sign up for free?
So in this season, we're going to look at these two mining proposals specifically, the one in Nevada and the one in the Salton Sea, which is the strangest landscape imaginable for sure. We're also going to look at advancements in battery technology and the other options that we might have to move toward a better future together. We also, though I will say, found a lot of messy human drama. In fact, I would say just about every viewpoint imaginable.
I'm personally on Team Extinction, which I know is an unpopular viewpoint. I don't think we're worth the harm we cause.
There is some sort of a climate change. My belief is it's not man-made. There's nothing we could do to change it.
We can't fight everybody's fight for them. We just have to fight for ourselves here. I think that if we don't make these changes, future generations are going to look back at us and say, what the hell was wrong with them?
Oh, I can't wait to listen. How We Survive launched today, October the 6th. My Marketplace colleague, Molly Wood, creator and host. Thank you so much.
Thank you, David.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
Staying with the theme here, an international shipping industry group now says that it's aiming for net zero carbon emissions by 2050. Shipping puts out about 3% of emissions linked to climate change. Marketplace's Caroline Champlin has more.
To meet the target, the shipping industry will need a new fuel. And no, says Jeffrey Rissman with Energy Innovation, going electric won't work this time.
That's very straightforward for, say, cars. But for ships, they have to go such long distances and times across the ocean where you would need to carry too many batteries, where they would get heavy and bulky.
Ammonia is one potential alternative fuel. The International Chamber of Shipping, that set these goals, wants more research into zero-carbon fuels and proposes a carbon tax on shipping. But Aoife O'Leary with the Environmental Defense Fund says the plan is still short on details.
I can have a target to lose weight, but unless I also do some exercise, I'm not going to get there, right? So I'm more interested in what your steps are to actually get there.
Still, with the right policies, Jeffrey Rissman says he's optimistic.
It is possible, but you'd have to start now.
Because, he says, ships have a long lifespan. I'm Caroline Champlin for Marketplace.
A major telecom company called Cineverse, long ago GTE, is preparing for a merger. Well, Business Insider is reporting that tucked into an official regulatory filing is a note that Cineverse discovered last spring that hackers got into the accounts of 235 of its customers, and this went on for 5 years, only 235 accounts. Thing is, this could have exposed billions of text messages a day. The company processes more than 700 billion a day. Cineverse partners with biggies like AT&T and Verizon. This is the Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.